Yes, hi there, Sol. It's Fareed here. Hi, morning. Hi, have you managed to sort things out yet? Yeah. But lawyer?
Yeah. I think if things are like they are now, it will happen a little bit.
Yeah, I did ask you, the reason obviously I asked you to go to Bergen is I wanted to know these threats to kill her son and her neighbours. Yeah, so there's no threats against her son, are there? Yeah, nothing at all. So, I mean, that's obviously, the news I wanted to hear. So I'd like you to ask Heidi, again.
I have checked it, and in Bergen they say that it's nothing to indicate.
Here. Yeah. So in other words...
Always like that. One of the parts say one thing, and another say another thing.
But the point is, Heidi, I asked you specifically when I made these threats. She must know... I have never made them, and as I've told you before, in 1990, that little boy, he really liked me, and, and I'll always like him because he's just a poor, unfortunate, and wonderful little chap, and it just destroyed me to think, she can say these things, but you must ask her, when I made these threats. Are you telling me she's a liar? Yeah. But what? There's nothing you can do to... You can't even tell her off. Yeah. But what? Why would she like it? Why? I mean, even the threats to kill her neighbours. You must.
I don't know.
You must simply ask her. Which neighbours? Say to her, please, Heidi, get me one neighbour who can come to the police station and tell me that.
The way she had told me, clearly that's a lie, and then I say, maybe I take the case and go to my lawyer and say, there is nothing, we took it away, and if she is not happy with that, she can take the case up again, but I don't think she will be wrong.
No, but
I
would... I've got you. So, I mean, she will just be told that nothing is happening. Yeah, but... Such as what?
I'm for the new kids, but they then she had to have a new moment to come with, and I don't think she has.
New what? Evidence. Oh no, that's right. I mean, will you actually tell her that there is no evidence of threat to kill her son? Well, will you actually tell her in that letter that we have found no evidence that he has threatened to kill your son or your neighbours? Yeah. What about, did the Bergen police talk to you about this allegation of attempted rape?
No, I thought you were going to be there. And you told me that you had looked in the case and you couldn't find anything.
Oh. Was that Krogwald? Krogwald? Mr. Krogwald? Well, he told me that, that nothing was going to happen because they didn't obviously believe her. But my lawyer wrote to me with those words. There's a guy called Wessenberg. You know him, do you? Well, you wouldn't know him, but he's a lawyer in Bergen, Helga Wessenberg, and he wrote to me saying she made an allegation of attempted rape, and I know it was many years ago, but that doesn't really matter. It's the fact that she did it, which she made that allegation, and that's the one of the main reasons I did what I did.
But I hope now, I think this is tolerant, I hope these things can stop.
Yes. Okay.
Everyone can start
Yeah, it certainly has.
I think that community is somewhere.
That's right. I just wanted you yourself to be satisfied that, you know, there was, you know, I never made threats to kill her son. Or I mean, I just can't do that. It's just not.
Yes, but as I have told you earlier, my job is to investigate. I have to see the both sides of
the case. Yeah, but do you believe me now? Do you believe me that I didn't do this?
I haven't found any evidence to say that you are a liar.
Yeah, well, you must, surely you can ask her, where's the evidence? You know, just say to her, where's the evidence, Heidi? She said it was in letters, didn't she? She told you it was in letters. But they don't, but there aren't any. She said,
she can tell me things
who is
not true, and she can do that.
Yeah, that's right. And she's been doing it for many years, and also it's very hurtful for her to keep taunting me about sex. You know, she keeps going on about how I want to have sex with her, and I want her to come to England to have sex with me, and that hurts me very, very much. But
Forget it.
Look, are you going, I mean, the newspapers, are they going, can you sort of ring them up and just say we haven't got any evidence for this? When did they call you? Oh, did they? Oh. Who? Which newspaper was this? Oh, good, yeah. England Roaring.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I get her, yes, and I don't know why she has called me, but I will tell her.
Yeah, please do. Yes. Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Alright. Well, okay, Tor. Thank you very much indeed, and, you know, for your time and everything. And,
That's my job.
Yeah, well. And also Sven Jensen, he was very nice as well, so give him my regards. Yeah, thank you very much. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hi, good morning. Is Ingen Roren in this morning, please?
Ingen?
Roren.
Roren, yeah.
Thanks.
Hello?
Yes, hi, good morning. Is that Ingen?
Yes.
Yes, hi. It's Farid Al-Diwani here. From England. I understand that you've tried to call the police last week.
Mm-hmm.
Have you spoken to them at all?
Yes, I did.
Oh, when?
Not last week, the week before.
Oh, okay. Well, the lady there, the police woman, Toyl Sorter,
mm-hmm.
I spoke to her yesterday, and she told me that she hadn't in fact spoken to you. You phoned last week, and she has...
Maybe it was last week.
Yeah, that's right. She says she hasn't spoken to you yet. But I spoke to her yesterday, and they have found no evidence at all about any death threats to her son. Heidi specifically said that I made these threats in letters, which...
according to the police woman, the investigation is not over yet, so...
Well, it is over in the sense that... she will write to Heidi to say that there's no death threats about her son in letters. That was a big lie.
That's not what she told me.
Hmm?
That's not what the police woman told me.
Well, I spoke to her yesterday.
Yeah, but I have spoken to her several times, but that's not what she's telling me.
What she told you?
She's told me a few things I can't tell you, but the investigation is still going on, so she can't speak about everything. You're still under investigation.
Well, she told me specifically yesterday that she would write to Heidi saying that there is nothing. I mean, I spoke to her yesterday and she said...
Yeah, okay. When I see that, I'll believe that.
Yeah, well, why don't you give her a ring? Give her a ring now.
And okay.
You know her name's Toral Sorter, and she specifically said to me...
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
There's, okay. But Heidi told me that I have made death threats to her son. She told the police that, and the police asked her, where's the evidence? And Heidi said, in letters, he wrote, which the Bergen police have.
Yes,
well, okay, but the Bergen police have now spoken to Toril Sorter, and she has said that there's absolutely nothing whatsoever in any letters indicating death threats to her son or her neighbours. And there's no obscene letters, nothing. So, you know, you are going to have to print some apology, eventually.
It's true what you don't know.
Huh?
I'll speak to the police.
Okay, speak to the police, and
okay.
I will give you a call back. When can I give you a call back?
Today I'm leaving. I'm going to work with another murder case.
You're leaving the newspaper?
I'm not leaving for good. I'm traveling.
Oh. Well, can I call you back in, say, an hour?
No, I'm leaving the building.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I won't be here today.
Right, so when's best to call you?
Maybe Friday.
Friday?
Yes.
Okay, what she did say is that if Heidi came up with some new evidence as to all these allegations, then they may do something, but she says that she doubts very much. Well, Heidi would have come up with new evidence by now, but the point I'm trying to make is that you, I know you don't like me, but the point is, you've been conned. You've been lied to by that girl, and I'm very surprised that you knew she was in a psychiatric unit.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't know that before?
I don't think she is.
Well, why don't you ring her doctor, Dr. Brock? His name is Dr. Brock at the BSS.
Why do you care about all this?
Because I want to clear my name. That's why. I don't... No, no, I want to clear my name in the sense... I know you haven't written my name, but you've accused me of things that I haven't done. And, you know, why don't you ask Heidi about the allegations she's made to the...
No, I don't care about what you say like that. I don't care.
But, I mean, don't you believe me? Oh, you don't believe my story?
No, I don't.
I mean, what specifically don't you believe?
I'll try to tell you this before, and my editor tried to tell you this, and I will give the police a call. That's all I'm going to do.
But can you, I mean, it must be, you know, you must try and appreciate that, you must, I must understand why you don't believe me, because you can simply ring up her Dr. Brock. His name's Dr. Brock. Ring him up at the BSS Psychiatric Clinic. She stayed there in 1988.
Yeah, but what's the point
about that? Well, because she... Yeah, because you don't believe she's been in the unit. She's a sick woman. She's done... I mean, she's made...
Even if she's been there, she's out again.
Yeah, but she's still sick. She's been...
That's not our business.
No, but you have...
I don't have the time anymore. I'll give the police a call about the results.
All right then. I'll call you Friday. Bye bye. Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Is your editor, Hans Odd, in, please?
Pardon? What did you say?
Your editor, Hans Odd?
Yes,
Grun? What? I thought his name was Hans.
What?
Is his name Hans Odd?
Hans Odd, yes.
Yeah. Is he in?
Editor, yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can you wait a moment?
Yeah. Okay. Get over there. Yes, hi there. Mr. Rod, it's Farid Al-Dawani here. You remember I wrote to you about a week or two ago about Heidi?
Yeah, I can remember that.
Yeah, that's right. I seem to be having a lot of difficulty being able to discuss anything with that reporter, Ingen Roland. She doesn't seem to want to...
If you have anything to discuss, you should discuss it with me and not with her.
Oh, with you. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just that, you know, she wrote the article. Yes, I...
But I'm responsible for everything in this newspaper.
Yeah,
if you have anything to discuss with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I spoke to the police yesterday. Terrell Sauter, and she said there's absolutely no evidence. Heidi claimed there was evidence in letters that the Bergen police had that I threatened to kill her son. And I haven't, of course, threatened to kill her son. It's a dreadful lie. And the police have confirmed that there's no such letters, nothing, no threats. No threats to kill her neighbours. So, you know, I was just wondering, are you going to print an apology in the newspapers about this?
At the moment, I'm waiting for decision from the police.
Yeah. Well,
when the police decide what to do with this case.
They have said that they will write to Heidi now and tell her that the case is there's no evidence for anything. But can you not yourself telephone the policewoman now?
Yeah, we will, and we will ask the police if they are what they are going to do with the case.
Well, what?
If there are no evidence.
That's good. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Oh, wonderful. She said that Heidi can decide if she has more evidence.
Okay.
But she has no more evidence, Heidi. She's had enough of everything. But the point is, I would like you to telephone Heidi and ask her how I made these threats to kill her son and her neighbours. I'd like you to ask which neighbours I threatened to kill, and if you could find the neighbours, please, and speak to the neighbours, and also if you can find any of these 400 obscene letters. I understand she threw them all away, but I haven't written any obscene letters. Whatever you have, if you've got any letters, then you know, you must tell me. But I do not write obscene letters, and I can't understand why you don't believe my story. Everything I've told you is 100% true. I know I've been telling a lot of people in Norway about her, but that's the truth, because it's very hurtful to hear that I've attempted to rape her. She has made allegations to the police I've attempted to rape her. And she has also made allegations to the police many years ago that another Bergen shopkeeper has attempted to rape her. And even when she was on holiday in the early 80s, she said that some Greek men wanted to rape her. And I know it sounds unbelievable, all this, to you, but I swear to you it's true. Well, you know, you have not asked me any questions, and I'm prepared to answer whatever you want and admit to you what I have done, but I am not a pervert, and I cannot understand why you have not discussed my side of the story with me, because I wrote to you a year ago, you know that, and I sent you copies of her letters, but you haven't got in touch with me. Why?
As I told you, I have your letter, your last letter, and we will now phone the police.
Please, yes.
What they are going to do with this case.
Yes.
We have asked them several times already.
Good, yes.
They have answered us that they are still working with
them. Yes.
And when the police have decided what to do with this case, we will write the decision in the newspaper. I do not know all the details that you are talking about. And I'm not very interested in all those details either.
But what are you interested in?
And I do not think that's a good idea for us to call Heidi now and ask her more questions about this.
But I was only... Obviously, I have to know how... it's a dreadful thing to accuse a man of threatening to kill her son when he hasn't. I swear to you, I haven't. I love that boy. you know, he's friends with me. I sent him presents, he's spoken to me on the telephone, he's told everybody what a nice man I am. I mean, for God's sake, I have not threatened to kill anybody. So I want you to ask her how when, the circumstances, the date, the times. She didn't have a telephone for 6 years.
As I told you,
yeah.
Okay. We'll make in this case. I have your address.
Yes.
As far as I remember.
Yes.
You wrote your address.
Yes.
In the last letter.
Yes.
And when we you write another article about this.
Yeah. Can you?
I think I could send you the article.
Yes, please.
So you can yourself see what we are writing about this case. And if you have anything to add or ask about. After that, you could be right again.
Can you actually, if I give you the number of the policewoman, can you phone her now yourself?
I'm not quite sure if I would phone her myself just at the moment.
Mm.
I could have the number.
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay, it's 32.
32.
27.
27.
45.
45.
00. And it's Toril Sorte. Toril
Sorte.
Sorte, yep.
Is it an S?
Yes, S-O-R-T-E.
R-T-E.
That's right. She's been very good to me. And also, your police, there's another police officer there called Sven Jensen.
Jensen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sven Jensen, and he told me many months ago that he did not believe what she was saying.
Okay.
And I have to remind you, it was me who begged the police to get Heidi in. She did not speak to the police for 11 months. It took that long, and only when I asked the police to investigate the matter did they call Heidi in. So I have been pressing the police to investigate because I want to clear my name. Okay then. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Call the police now and ask them what they are going to do.
Okay.
As I told you, when they have decided what to do,
we
write an article about that in a newspaper, and I will make a copy of that article and send to you.
Yeah, but are you going? I mean, I know you don't like me. I know.
I have no reason not to like you.
But you. I mean, what you printed initially about me. I mean, I've got everything translated here. And it really is dreadful stuff. I know you have to sell newspapers, but not at the expense of this truth. I mean, you never printed she wanted to marry me if I become a Christian in 1990. And the reason I sent her books on AIDS and abortions is not because she has AIDS. I know she hasn't got AIDS, but she did sleep with that man who was taking heroin. She asked me to come and beat him up when he left her again. She had two AIDS tests, he had two AIDS tests, and she knew she might catch AIDS. And they were Christian booklets. She says she's a Christian, and they were Christian booklets. And you just have not told your public that you're... I'm not obsessed with her. I slept with her once, and I could have caught HIV. Yeah, I don't want to, you know, she didn't tell me she was sleeping with someone taking heroin. I don't want to catch HIV. I know it's my fault for sleeping with her, but the point is, when I went to Norway in 1990, it was to confront her about her behaviour, not because I'm obsessed with her. I'm very angry that she puts herself at risk, tries to commit suicide once, twice, and keeps asking me for help. You know, and I would please ask you to... I know it's hard for you to believe me and all the rest of it, but please realise that I am telling you the truth. And when I write a postcard, I admit I wrote a postcard saying Freddie's back, but my English name is Frederick. Lots of people here know me as Frederick, and I know also about Freddy Krueger, but there's nothing sinister about it. I was only writing to her. Because do you think they're going to put something bad about me again? I think they are, aren't they? They're going to say...
I don't think they are, because there's no evidence to say that you
anything. Yeah, but she didn't. I said to Ingunn Rohr, and I said, why don't you believe my story? I said, I swear to you, it's all true. I admit I've sent hundreds of people those articles, but it was only because it was my newspaper, but it was all true. I haven't lied a single word in that, in any of those reports.
I said,
yes, I know they are, but they're all true.
The person who has
written
this must be
greater. I can see that in a way, but it is all true, and people can find out whether it's true or not. They can ring the hospitals. She's admitted in the letters. But you've seen that letter that she wrote to me in 1984. She's mentioned her abortions, hasn't she? She's mentioned the fact that there are things that have happened. What do you mean? I've sent them to you. You know, she's mentioned her abortion. She's mentioned the fact that there are things she can't tell anybody. And that is the abuse she suffered by her stepmother's grandfather, who did things with her. You know, and it's... You know... Yeah.
And they don't want to know anything about it.
That's right, but she went
then
to...
Then I think someone is so awful that about another
place
personally,
I
have to
be grateful, I think. Mm. Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, what...
You are just a letter, something like...
Oh, we did have a divorce case, and a woman sent letters to everybody, but I know what you're saying, but we just took it that this poor woman was very upset and it was the only means of getting her case across. But obviously she went to the newspapers herself and told such rubbish that I felt I was glad I had earlier sent that stuff, because no one, it's a dreadful thing to say you threatened to kill that son. I love that boy as if he's my son, and you must have some sympathy with me because for doing what I did earlier, because she's always lied all her life about so many things, and her life is a mess, and it's her doing, and it's her boyfriends who've never loved her properly. They've never really loved her. So
I think that's true. That people think, although that this is the problem for Heidi, and they don't want to know about it.
Oh, but they still read the newspapers about me. No, no, they still.
Journalists write things about people who is not true. If I have a story I work with and it come in the newspaper, sometimes I don't. I can't understand that this is the case I'm working with.
Ah.
They write but not true.
Yeah, that's right.
So is all the way.
Yeah.
And I try to live with it, but I understand that can be difficult sometimes, yes.
Well, okay, I appreciate your...
But if you call me, I will say what I have found out, I want to tell everything about my what I mean and what I feel about this, because that's not my job. My job is to tell what I have investigated and what it comes to that.
Do you think Sven Jensen could just tell them he didn't believe her? Do you think he could speak to them?
I don't think he will do that.
He doesn't want to do that.
It's
personal.
Opinion of this, we can't do that because we have no evidence who says one thing or another. The only thing I can say is that the evidence is not strong enough to...
I mean, I would love to... I would love to have confronted her and just sat down with you and her, just so that I can prove to you properly that she's lying. I mean, I can't even talk to her on the phone. You won't give me her number, will you?
No, I
thought so. You know, I would, because she always gets away with it. She's never there to be questioned by anybody, and Yeah, but not. Yeah, but I know her better than you. I know the facts better than you.
But you say one thing, and you said another thing.
Does she still maintain that I've sexually harassed her? Does she still say that I sexually harass her every time I visit her? Do you want me to send you that letter that my lawyer in Norway wrote to me about attempted rape? Do you want me to send you that letter?
I'm not enough people to not do anything more with this case.
But believe me, he did find this out from the Bergen police, that she had complained in 1986 I've attempted to rape her, and he wrote that to me. I mean, I can send you the letter if you want, because no one seems to have picked this point up, which is the reason I have sent all those letters in the first place. You see, but I can't understand why the Bergen police don't mention this to you when my lawyer, Wessenberg, found this out last year. It was on the police file last year. So how can the Bergen police not mention this to you?
You tell me. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure something funny's going on up there. I don't know whether her parents are putting pressure on the police or they know someone.
Oh. They could take the case and put it in the mail and I can read it. It wouldn't give me anything.
Because
it was not here who says anything more than what I am having here.
But it's funny, I just can't understand if she makes a complaint to the police about attempted rape, which from her point of view, although it's a lie, she's maintaining it. I can't understand why she doesn't mention it to you. It's a dreadful thing for a man to do to a woman, and if it's true, why doesn't she mention it to you? And I think the reason is because it is a lie, but she has also made the same allegation to the police about a Bergen shopkeeper, and two allegations of attempted rape don't look very good. It looks as if people are beginning to discover that she is a liar. She is the sort of person I've always said she is. Oh yes, I'm not, I don't want to be romantically involved in her or anything. I just want people to understand that her kind of behavior can ruin men. It can ruin me. And it's too much to take. You know, I can't live with it. Yeah. Anyway, I better say goodbye and good luck with the newspapers. Yeah. All right, Toro. Yeah. All right then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Bye bye.
Bye bye.